Okay, we're just walking down Whitehall, having seen Dessa Rose, a new musical at Trafalgar Studios. It's actually having its European premiere, I believe. Now, John, it was a very serious musical by the same creative team behind Ragtime, but it actually, there was quite a good story to it, don't you think?
Yeah, I was a little bit apprehensive that when I saw it was a slave musical, if you like, or a musical about the antebellum South and the slave trade. Mm. And I thought, you know, on the back of 12 Years a Slave, it might just be a little bit too much of a theme that's been very well explored recently. But there is a twist in this story. You have to wait for it. It doesn't really come until the second act, but it is worth waiting for when it comes. And there are new things to say about a very old subject. And I think it does it very well. You could also say that it feels a little bit like Ragtime recycled, because there are a lot of the rhythms and songs that Lynn Irons and Stephen Flaherty might have
dispatched of.
Yeah, might have
didn't make it through tryouts.
Yeah, the ones that didn't make the ones they cut in Boston may have come back.
Yeah.
That's probably exaggerating. I'm sure they try to write something completely new. But the music is very pleasant and very. There's a lot of it. There are perhaps 25 songs in this in this piece, and at times it does feel a little bit more like a song cycle than a musical.
Than actually a musical,
because it's a very tight stage, and there isn't any room for production numbers. It's not very much choreography,
and it's also very intimate, isn't it? This production, and you actually moved so you could get closer to it in the second half.
I moved because it's very cold in the theatre, and I was therefore sat slightly.
Oh, you were in air conditioning, then.
Warmer bodies.
Oh. Are you talking about me?
Given that it's a steamy deep South,
yeah.
and the cast are fanning themselves because it's, you know, too hot to pick cotton,
yeah.
But it was actually about 65 degrees, so it was pretty chilly. Anyway.
That's Fahrenheit,
obviously. That's by and by.
Yeah.
No, I did enjoy it. There are some cracking performances. Cynthia Erivo from The Colour Purple and I Can't Sing is just terrific. Her voice is glorious, and I would walk over coals to hear her sing.
Yes, the cast are uniformly excellent, and we can't forget Cassidy Johnson as the white woman in the story.
Yeah, she's giving a rather Catherine Hepburn performance here, if Catherine Hepburn was younger and could sing.
Although she didn't mention Uncle Willie at all.
No, and she didn't carry any calla lilies or ask if they bloomed again. But
no.
I'm not doing my Catherine Hepburn impression again on the booth.
Yeah, we've worn that joke out.
And there are also some very good older actresses in this. Sharon Benson, really, really a tremendous singer. And Miguel Brown, who was once, I think in the 90s, a gay icon after elegies for Angels, Punks and Raging Queens. Again, playing a very convincing mammy kind of character. But when I just say mammy character, that suggests that it's very stereotypical, but it isn't. The Negroes in the story have very, very defined personalities, and you learn a lot about them, and they are not just ciphers, which is...
Yeah, and that's quite a testament to actually the creative team behind that, to create actually such an interesting story. But I guess it's also, because it's playing at the Trafalgar Studios, perhaps it's a show, if you can't get in to see Richard III, maybe you should definitely consider if you've been waiting, and particularly in the queue for Returns.
There were quite a few people who came out of Richard III before it finished.
Yes, and I think we saw probably the better show.
Yeah, I strongly recommend it. Well worth a look. And from the team that brought you Ragtime and Rocky and... What else did they write?
Oh, I don't know. We'll look it up on Wikipedia. Okay, that's enough.